Welcome all to another edition of one of the fastest growing parapolitical podcasts out there in podcast land. Yes, you have tuned in to the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, my name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me this week. This week's show is going to be all over the board. I've got a round table with a couple seats in it. I am sitting in every seat, and I'm going to just bounce from topic to topic to topic to topic to topic. We are going to talk everything from politics, deep state. What is going on with the deep state? You haven't heard from me about it in the last couple of weeks. I'm going to inform you because I have brand new information of stuff that I read about, didn't connect the dots, and it took my source to connect the dots with me. We are going to talk paranormal. We're going to talk UFOs. We're going to talk deep space. What is happening on the moon? We are going all over the board. These are the types of show I love because I don't have a set subject. There is nothing I have. If I want to venture off onto a totally different subject, I can. There is no time limit for each segment. I just bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce. And that's what I love about these shows, because this is where I don't have any notes. This is all just me freestyling and telling you what I think. A lot of shows, I have notes. I kind of glance off of them every now and then. This one, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about at any given time. And those seem to be my most popular shows, so people just love me flying by the seat of my pants. I tend to do that a lot, but normally I don't get kudos for it. So let's move on. So as I do with every beginning of the show, I give you a comment of the week. And this week's comment of the week, it's short, it's sweet, and it asks me to answer a question. And I am more than happy to answer this question. This week's comment of the week comes from Carlito from the Bronx, New York. Now, I bet you a lot of you were thinking the same thing I thought when I first read where this guy was from. I can't believe I got a listener that lives in the Bronx. It's a happy day here at Paranormal Patriot Land. But Carlito wanted to know something. He starts off the letter or the email by saying, "Tom, I've listened to your show a couple times. First off, let me begin by telling you I am a raging left-wing socialist." Well, I appreciate you calling yourself out for what you are. So he's a raging left-wing socialist. He says, "Your show infuriates me when you talk politics. You have no problem calling out the left-wing, the Democrats, for anything they do wrong, but you overlook everything the conservatives or the Republicans or whatever you want to call them do wrong." I'm going to stop there. The reason I don't call out conservatives is because they do what I believe in, dummy. Come on. This is not a hard topic. This is not a hard subject. Liberals, Democrats, socialists, Antifa, you name it, whatever you want to call yourselves, are completely 180 from my belief system. So I'm going to call you out on it. Conservatives, Republicans, constitutionalists, whatever you want to call us, they do what I believe. Why would I call them out? I've called out conservatives when they've done stuff I don't believe. I straight up said Trump, he's not a nice guy. He's not very eloquent. However, I didn't hire him to be a nice guy. I didn't hire him to be eloquent. I hired him to rebound and make this country great again. And oh, by the way, he's doing it, much to the demise of Carlito. But that is not what Carlito wanted to talk about. Carlito went on. He says, Tom, I listened to a lot of your shows when you talk about climate, the climate. He says, I don't know why it is. I've listened to maybe 5 or 6 shows, and every single one of them, you talk about how you think climate, global warming, climate change is wrong, that you don't believe it's man-made. What are you going to do, Tom, when you can't live on this planet anymore? Are you going to apologize to people and say, oops, I was wrong? Or are you going to stand behind the mic and still deny the fact that climate change, global warming is brought on by humans? What would you do, Tom? What would you do to change the climate if you were in charge? I want to know that. Sincerely, Carlito from the Bronx, New York. Well, let's answer that question, all right? So to begin, I am a firm believer that man cannot control the climate. Now, with that being said, let me back up a little bit. Man, we can kind of control the climate by being idiots and throwing reflective material into the stratosphere to block the sun. That you can. But by us driving cars, by us putting coal or using coal as energy, trust me, we aren't doing a dent. There are a lot of conservatives that think we are in charge of the climate. Trust me, this planet is resilient. It's withstood more. When it gets tired of us, it'll just knock us off like it did the dinosaurs and move on to the next life form. What would I do to combat climate change? Well, let me start off by saying I'd stop throwing chemtrails in the air. I would stop the plan of inundating the sky with a foggy-like material of chemicals that reflect the sunlight back into space while we throw it in the atmosphere. That would be a start because, A, we're doing it, and, B, we're not really trying to hide it anymore because this is becoming mainstream. But, B, in order to stop climate change on this planet, I guess I would have to say move to a different planet. Because there is nothing we can do to stop climate change on this planet. We can put solar energy, we can put wind turbines, we can put hydroelectric energy all over this great planet of ours, and it's not going to change a thing. The only thing it's going to do is give the population of this planet rolling blackouts, very low power consumption, and raise our power bills. Because renewable energy may work in small doses, and I will give you that. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. In a state like Michigan, you cannot use solar energy because we do not have enough sun in this state. Over half the days in this state over the course of a year are cloudy. Okay? There's one problem. We're not a very windy state. Sorry, it's just not happening. We have a lot of forests that break up the wind. Sorry. So wind turbines. The only thing we would be good at is probably hydroelectric energy. However, you can't power a whole state by doing that. And this is where the New Green Deal, it falls short. They want to put, quote unquote, $10 trillion to renewable energy and to clean up the air. What is it going to do? You're going to have the same problem you have now. The climate on this planet is controlled by other sources other than us. Let's talk about that. The sun. I've mentioned we're in a solar minimum. We've had 2 days in Michigan where it's been 80 degrees, and it's been just a day, and then it drops like today. We were 75, sunny, a little bit windy, but it was a very nice day. Tomorrow, we got another inch and a half of rain with a high of 56 in Michigan. We are getting more rain than temperatures. The other day, Monday, we had 2.5 inches of rain in an hour and a half. You can't, the farmers are freaking out. They cannot plant anything because their fields are inundated. So watch out for the food prices because those are going to go skyrocketing because Michigan's pretty much like, I'm done. I can't plant. I'm going to go to my insurance, collect an insurance check because I put insurance on my crops. I can't plant them. So that's where we are now. But secondly, let's talk volcanoes. There are a number of volcanoes erupting at this present moment in the world. In Russia, there is a quote-unquote extinct, listen to that word, extinct volcano. What's the word extinct mean? No longer present. It's not a volcano anymore. So is it really a volcano or is it just a mountain range? There is an extinct, we'll call it a volcano to keep everybody happy and everybody on the same playing field. There is a extinct volcano that they say, ooh, wait a minute. There's a lot of seismic activity going around there. This may not be extinct at all. If this thing blows, it will bring about years of colder than normal temperatures. Because why? It shoots ash in the air. And what does ash do? It blocks sunlight. Wait a minute. Isn't that what the government wants to do, is block sunlight? Nature does it for us, you dumb you know what? We don't need the government to do it for us. Nature does it. And that's all this is nature doing what it does best. Naturing, I guess. I don't know. What do you call nature? There's no way we can stop what's happening in the climate. We're going to have a subject later on in this show, Carlito, that I'm going to talk about that, hey, it was going to be doom and gloom by 2020. Yeah, not so much. So, Carlito, listen, I appreciate you. You're a liberal Democrat socialist. You are full-blown. You admit it, and I appreciate that. Call you out for what you are. More power to you. However, more than that, I appreciate the fact that you are listening to the show. It's got to be hard for you. It really does. Honestly, I don't know why you do, but and it's great that you do because maybe you're trying to get another viewpoint. And you are, you've accepted the fact that you're only going to get really one viewpoint on this show. And the reason for that is because as much as I have tried, trust me, I have tried to lean towards the middle and it just doesn't work. I am too entrenched in my conservative views. I'm too entrenched with freedom, smaller government, ruling and governing this country as the way it was designed and the way that made it prosper. Why change it? That's my question. Carlito, I ask you a question. If capitalism, for the most part, and capitalism can be construed in many different forms, but let's just say, if the way the founding fathers constructed this government, if the way they did it caused us to be the most prosperous nation on the face of this earth in the history of this planet, why would you change it? Answer me that question, Carlito. I expect a response. All right. Thank you, Carlito. If you want to get back with me, if you want to talk to me, if you want to comment, if you want a show idea or paranormal, supernatural, conspiracy encounter, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Now, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and let the round table begin because we're going bullet point to bullet point to bullet point. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back. September 21st and September 22nd, 2019, at the Mothman Museum in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. The 18th annual festival that celebrates the legend known only as Mothman in downtown Point Pleasant, West Virginia. There will be live music, guest speakers, special appearances and events, festival food, a TNT area tour, a Mothman statue, Mothman hayride. You'll visit the Mothman Museum and much more. This is the Mothman Festival. So be there September 21st and 22nd in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Alrighty, everybody, let the round table begin. And like I do with every show that I talk about the deep state, we're going to start with the deep state. Now, we all know about the Mueller report. I purposely did not talk about Robert Mueller talking in public for the quote-unquote last time because everybody had their own opinion. It was too much news about it. Well, now it seems that Robert Mueller's report, there's been a lot of lies and omissions in that report. Let's just talk about one of them. Now, in a key finding of the Mueller report, Ukrainian businessman Konstantin Kalimnik, who worked for the Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, is tied to Russian intelligence. Now, that is according to the Mueller report. Ukrainian businessman Konstantin Kalimnik. He worked for the Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. He is tied to Russian intelligence. Whoa, big deal here. That's a big deal in the Mueller campaign, right? Well, the problem is hundreds of pages of documents which special counsel Robert Mueller possessed since 2018 described Kalimnik as a sensitive intelligence source for the United States State Department, who informed on Ukrainian and Russian matters. Now, why Mueller's team omitted this part of Kalimnik's narrative from its report and related court findings, we don't know. But the revelation of it comes as the accuracy of Mueller's Russian collusions faced increased scrutiny. Now, I want to reiterate what happened. Well, let's go back. The incomplete portrayal. Now, this is Robert Mueller telling everybody that Kalimnik was a Russian operative when he knew that he was part of the State Department. We'll get into when he was part of the State Department in just a second. The incomplete portrayal of Kalimnik is so important to Mueller's overall narrative that it was raised in the opening of his report. Now, according to the FBI assesses Kalimnik, quote unquote, to have ties to Russian intelligence. Now, this is on page 6, written by Mueller's team, and it's putting a sinister light on every contact Kalimnik had with Manafort, again, who was the former Trump campaign chairman. So you look at this and you're like, oh my God, this guy worked for the Russians. Collusion! Well, let me tell you this. During the Obama administration, and let me repeat that for all of you liberals out there, during the Obama administration, this same Konstantin Kalimnik, he worked with the Obama State Department and delivered written reports to U.S. officials via emails that stretched on for thousands of words. Now, what's more, it appears the FBI knew this well before the Mueller investigation concluded. And yet, Robert Mueller and his team of partisan Democrats chose to omit this vital information about the Manafort-Kalimnik relationship in their final report. Now, keep in mind, that final report cleared Trump of Russian collusion and obstruction. But you can't tell the left that. Absolutely not. The reason for this is obvious. These are what we call dirty cops. These dirty cops are not fully interested in fully informing the public. This was a team of left-wing opposition researchers out to damage a president they despise. They were out to make him and those that work around him look as bad as possible in the hope that it would lead to impeachment. And that, my friends, is the whole reason for this investigation was impeachment. Because when Robert Mueller came out and gave his speech where he said, "Now I'm done. Don't ask me any more questions. I'm done with this." He quoted. He told everybody right from the beginning he knew, "I can't charge a sitting president, nor can I charge the president after he leaves office." And then the question, rightfully so, became, then what in the hell were we investigating? If you cannot charge this man, you can't charge him now, you can't charge him later, why are we investigating this? I can see if we were investigating the Russians, but why are we investigating Trump? And that is the reason. Robert Mueller is looking, or was looking, for a way to impeachment, where we can impeach Donald Trump. You can try it all you want, ladies and gentlemen. There are not enough votes, even close to enough votes, to impeach this guy. Unless you're Maxine Waters and you think you got 50,000 votes just because you're one person. That is not the case. Robert Mueller's sole goal in this investigation that wasted millions and millions and millions of taxpayers' dollars, knowing that he could not charge President Trump with any crime, it was all impeachment. But now, as people are starting to look into this investigation, the sheet is kind of getting pulled down, and we're starting to see things that Trump said all along, that this investigation was nothing but a witch hunt. They couldn't prove anything. They knew they couldn't prove anything, but yet they still continued to investigate. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump was right on this. I know, listen, if you are a left-leaning person who was hoping, and listen, the left was banking on Robert Mueller coming across and saying, guilty of collusion. They were banking on it. They were confident that Robert Mueller was their man to do the job. Because remember when Robert Mueller took over, we have to accept the outcome of this investigation. Until that investigation came out, or the results of that investigation came out and found no collusion, we can't accept that investigation. I get it. Listen, if Trey Gowdy had done this with Obama, where we had an investigation into the Iran deal, knowing that we cannot indict, we cannot charge the sitting president before or after his term, we can't charge him with a crime, I'd be asking the same thing. Why the hell are we investigating him then? This runs beyond political party lines. This is a complete waste of taxpayers' money, and this is how horrible politics have become in this country. They are horrible. It is not what these politicians can do for their constituents. It is what can I do to make my name more prominent? What can I say that might become viral? What can I do that might show up on YouTube to make me known, to get me reelected, because then people will know my name? Listen, look at Maxine Waters. She's an absolute train wreck. But yet everybody knows who she is because she's a lunatic. Justin Amash in Michigan, the Republican outing Trump, saying he needs to be impeached. He's ridiculous. He's not, first off, this guy is not a Republican. For all of my non-Michigan residents, Justin Amash is not a Republican. He is like the Aaron Burr of politics. He chose, because when he ran, being Republican was the in thing. And if you ran as a Republican, you had a leg up on your Democratic counterpart. So he said, "I'm a Republican," and said all the right things until he got into office, and now he's just not a Republican. Just like Aaron Burr, who changed his party to run against Philip Schuyler, and then won. Just this is an exact replica of that situation. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the Mueller report is going to prove to be an absolute joke. It is going to be no better than the Steele dossier. It's a political hit piece that had no substance, that had no business even being in existence other than to build a case for Trump impeachment. And even it wasn't strong enough for that. That's the sad part. All of this money, all of this time, they knew from the get-go they had nothing, but yet they continued to investigate. They continued to arrest this guy, they arrest this guy, and then pin him to Trump, even though the charges that they pinned on that person, Manafort, Cohen, I forgot who the other guy was where they raided his house, but it'll come to me later. But anyway, even though the charges that they filed against him were nothing to do with Trump, but because he was an associate of Trump, it had to do with Russian collusion, according to the media. That was the whole plan. And now the light is coming out. The sun is starting to rise and all the dirty details of the Mueller report are starting to come out. Now, I haven't talked to you about the deep state lately. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Something is going on in the deep state. I want to tell you, remember years ago, I forgot the actual term, Clintoned or suicided, I think it was. If you were an associate of Hillary Clinton and you had the dirt on the Clintons, you ended up dead. Vince Foster committed suicide by shooting himself in the head a couple times, because that happens. Seth Rich reportedly had information on the DNC. He ended up dead, supposedly by a robbery. Ron Brown, I think his name was, just happened to be on a plane that crashed into a mountain in Russia or the Ukraine. Things don't happen like that to an individual. The people you know and supposedly love just don't die off around you under very mysterious circumstances or very violent circumstances. It just doesn't, you know, there are a lot of people that have bad luck. I get that. Hillary and Bill Clinton obviously have the worst luck in the world. If you are an associate of Hillary or Bill Clinton, get out, because your days are numbered, apparently. But my source, now I saw this stuff and I'm like, God, that's weird. I never put two and two together, but my source emailed me and said, Tom, have you noticed two New York police detectives with links to Anthony Weiner's case just recently committed, quote-unquote, suicide? I wonder if they shot themselves twice in the head. The Clinton Foundation mega donor linked to John Podesta in the WikiLeaks emails was just found dead. Arkansas and Oklahoma politicians were both found dead with gunshot wounds to the back of the head. One of them, I believe it was the Arkansas politician, was ready to testify against the Clintons. Now she ends up dead. He says there are no coincidences. What's about to come out with this declassification is serious stuff. And what he's talking about is the Trump declassification of files. Trump is done. Trump is done taking crap now. I will admit that over the last couple weeks, it's been quiet. And I've been, you know, ye of little faith over here, me, has been wondering, was this all a ruse? Was this really not happening? And I kept getting emails from my sources saying, it's quiet. Don't worry. Every other day, it's quiet. There's not a lot going on right now. It's part of the plan. And then I got this email about all of these people dying all of a sudden. And then the next day, I got an email saying, this is part of the plan. And what he meant, not these people dying, but they knew that people are going to start dying off because these politicians that are being investigated and going to be indicted, they're going to do nothing. They're going to stop at nothing to stop people from talking. It's scary for the people involved, but it's also very interesting because, my gosh, they renewed my faith in the fact that Donald Trump is going to take care of this in the military. The military. You know, I am a big fan of the military. Everybody knows that on this show. I have the utmost respect for the military. Now, my military is just bursting out at my support of the military is just bursting out at the seams. They love this country. They can see where this country is going, and I'm talking about the military brass in this country, the higher-ups. They see where this country was going. They could see the deep state taking control and taking away what America was and is and wants to be, and they're not going to deal with it. They're not going to have it. That they put Donald Trump in this position because, listen, there is no president on the that has ever been in office that has taken so much ridicule, so much harassment, and just withstood it and just said, whatever. Tariff. You fake news. It doesn't matter what they throw at Donald Trump. He's Teflon. It just bounces off of him. Collusion? No collusion. Obstruction? Ain't got instruction on me. Oh, by the way, the Mueller report? Fraudulent. It was a witch hunt, just like I said. Let's move on. Again, I don't understand why people hate this guy so much because he's done so much for this country. You know, just this week I heard the media say, well, the job market and the economy obviously is slowing down because we only gained 75,000 jobs in May. We gained $225,000 in April. We gained 225,000 jobs in April, only 75,000 jobs in May. So therefore, the economy is slowing down. And people are like, oh my God, we're going into another recession. The economy is slowing down. Ladies and gentlemen, first off, the 75,000 jobs added to the economy in May. When did Barack Obama do that? Not that I can remember. And secondly, there are reports out right now that state there are more jobs out there than people to fill them. If that's the case, we are going to go down. Most people are working. If you are a minority, your vision of the future, your prospects of the future have never been brighter than under Donald Trump. And I really hope that you see that. But back to Q, back to the deep state. Something's going on. I got an email on June 7th that said, give it a week or two, you're going to see things start happening. I'm going to take that. I'm going to tell you all about it. Keep an eye on the alternative news. You can't rely on the mainstream media because they will cover up anything they can that makes Trump look good. But with that being said, has anybody noticed since all of this has been coming down, since anybody heard of Loretta Lynch lately? Anybody? Nobody's heard from her lately. Keith Olbermann put out a post, and I cannot remember the name, but it was like Gumby or Gulag or something. Where is Gumby or something like that? Rumor has it that Loretta Lynch's nickname or code name is like Gumby or Gulag or Gumambi or Jumanji or something like that. I don't remember what it was. But he posted, where is this person? And nobody's heard from her. And rumor is she's been indicted, arrested, and is going to be tried for treason. That's the rumor. Now, I could be wrong, but let's be honest. When's the last time you heard from Loretta Lynch? It's been a while. Barack Obama, he's been awful quiet. People know something's going down. Trump has had it. Trump, and this is all part of the plan. There is a timeline, and my source said, look, we spent 8 years just completely destroying this country. You cannot bring it back that quickly. There is a process. There is a plan. Stay with the plan, Tom. Keep telling everyone what we tell you. People will eventually start to realize that what we are telling you and you are telling them is true. I believe my sources. I mean, a lot of stuff they've told me has come true. I can't reveal everything because they're telling me it is beyond classified. I am honored to be on the end of classified material, but, hopefully the government didn't hear that. But I don't have any reason to doubt them. I mean, again, I keep using her as an example. When is the last time you've heard from Loretta Lynch? My source said she's been arrested, indicted, and is ready to stand trial for treason. I don't think treasonous offenses in this day and age are going to result in execution. I think it will result in jail time. And I think you're going to see a lot of politicians, both left and right side, in the pink jumpsuits, looking mighty fine. So let me know. What do you think about the deep state? What do you think about my deep state conversation? Do you believe that something's going down? Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. We are going to take a quick break here. I'm going to come back and I'm going to bullet point, because I honestly do not think I'm going to get to every topic that I wanted to on this show. But you know what? That gives me more opportunity to have another roundtable next week, because you guys seem to like it. I love doing it. It's a win-win. So sit back, relax, open your mind. We're going to bring into the paranormal, global warming. We're going to talk about the supernatural and deep space. So sit down, relax, tighten up that tinfoil hat. We will be right back. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I am your host, Tom Velasquez. I will be right back.
I'm really sick of this world and what it's coming to. Killing people, tell me what we're gonna do. I've lost faith in humanity and the whole damn race, cause what we're doing to each other is just a smack in my face. Why don't we all just get along and have some fun, instead of shooting people up and leaving a parent without a son? Come on people, let's get it together. The devil's trying to conjure up some stormy weather, and it's just not gonna get any better, cause the whole world's turning to Master Shredder. It's time we make a change or we're all deranged, because the world's just getting all kind of strange. I got my boys Tommy V and Joker with me. They're gonna give you their side of the story. They're gonna tell you what they're gonna do to make a start, to keep this damn world from falling apart. Tell them, Joker.
I'm doing my best, but keep falling.
They are back for year two. Join me Friday, September 20th and Saturday, September 21st in Northern Michigan for another Out of This World event, the second annual Michigan UFO Contact. Spend the weekend listening and learning from special guest speakers who will be lecturing about UFO sightings, experiences, the contact phenomena, and more. Also, be sure to check out their amazing vendor rooms for unique items, creative works, psychic readings, and much, much more. Some of your favorite vendors from last year are returning, plus they have added a great new batch of vendors for this year. Everyone was so pleased with the location last year that they have decided to return to the beautiful Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. The resort overlooks the largest inland lake in Michigan, is full of windows, and includes a walkout balcony from the conference room and the vendor room. They have a fantastic restaurant inside, and the rooms, you'll agree, they are the best. Join me for another educational and refreshing event, Friday, September 20th, Saturday, September 21st at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Come join me for the Michigan UFO Contact 2. And when you get there, tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you. Be on the lookout this week on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, Tidal, Deezer, or wherever you get your music from. The newest single from Multiple Mycells and Tommy V is about to drop. In the Stars will drop this week. In the Stars is featuring The Cosmic Dreamer, a song about the wonders of outer space and the Age of Enlightenment. To stay up to date with Multiple Mycells and Tommy V, go to their Facebook page, Multiple Mycells Tommy V, or on Instagram. Follow them and enjoy all of the new music and teasers that they have to offer. In the Stars, featuring the Cosmic Dreamer, coming this week to wherever you download your music. Hey everybody, this is Tom Velasquez, the host of The Paranormal Patriot, which can be heard every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Are you intrigued by the paranormal? Do conspiracies excite you? Do you like to talk about ghosts, UFOs, or cryptids, or just politics in general? If so, my show, The Paranormal Patriot, is for you. Tune in every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up.
Our lives and the stars were there intertwined. Help become who we are when they're all aligned. We're all made of stardust and the remnants of planets of fire. Where they are and how they move affect our habits. You can fight it. You can try to change who you are, but it's no use. Your destiny is in the stars.
All righty, everybody. In the Stars dropping this week from multiple myself and Tommy V. Please download, stream it, share it, tell every one of your friends. It's actually a really good song. We've got an EP coming out. I cannot wait for everyone to hear it. But regardless, let's get back to the roundtable because I've got another subject to talk about. Glacier National Park. Has anybody heard about this? Glacier National Park. They posted signs all over the park saying, by 2020, due to global warming, these glaciers are going to be gone. Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost 2020, and these glaciers, they're alive and well. So, what are they doing? They're quietly removing these signs. They're just kind of, hey, what's over that? What's that over there? Phew, sign gone. There was no sign here. I don't know what you're talking about. This is another hoax of global warming. Carlito from the Bronx, New York. What do you think about this? Al Gore said we were going to have an ice age, and we were going to have seas rising beyond the coastal cities were going to be inundated and flooded. I don't see it. AOC, Alexandria Ortega Cortez, whatever the hell her name is, she said 12 years, we're all going to die. Do you believe it, Carlito? Honestly, do you believe it? Because this planet is resilient. But this just goes to show you. Glacier National Park had the audacity to put signs out there. They were so confident in Al Gore's global warming synopsis that they put signs throughout the park saying, enjoy them while you can, ladies and gentlemen, because by 2020... these glaciers, they're going to be gone. Well, it's almost the middle of 2019. Actually, it's beyond the middle of 2019. And those glaciers, they're thriving. There's actually an abundance of glaciers, almost as much, if not more, than when they posted the damn signs. What happened to global warming?
Well, it turned into climate change time. Climate change. Climate change is the worst epidemic in the face of this planet. This is the highest priority.
Climate change. So, back in the 70s, we were going to have an ice age. Well, that didn't happen. So now we're going to have, because it didn't happen because the temperature was rising. Well, then we're going to have global warming. Well, that didn't happen. So let's just encompass it all with climate change. How does it feel to those who believe in climate change? How does it feel to be lied to be part of a political propaganda stunt, because that's all this is. You can sit there and you can argue with me till you're blue in the face, but I will never believe that we are responsible for climate change on this planet. It's just not happening. It's not possible. Listen, I listen to Ben Shapiro. I've got a 20-minute drive to work, so I listen to him while I'm going to work and after work. I really enjoy Ben Shapiro's podcast, but he said something on one of his previous podcasts. I don't even know what one it was, but he said, and I was flabbergasted. I literally swerved in my lane as I said it because I couldn't believe it. He admitted that he thinks man is responsible for climate change. Ben Shapiro, I think you're an intelligent, very thought-provoking man, but boy, you're wrong on this one. Am I wrong? Listen, there's always a possibility that I'm wrong, because I'm wrong a lot. But proof is going to show you that I'm not wrong on this. It's just not happening. Glacier National Park has signs all over their park saying, these glaciers, once majestic, they were so majestic, due to man-made climate change, they are going to be gone by 2020. And June 2019 comes around and they're like, boss, we got these signs out here that say that these glaciers are going to be gone by 2020. The glaciers are bigger than when they were when we put these signs up.
Oh my gosh, you got to take them down.
So these park assistants, rangers, whatever they do, they're like, do-de-do-de-do, nothing to see here. Whoa, look at that brown bear. Whoop, there goes the sign. I don't know what you're talking about. These glaciers are fine. How does it feel? Climate change, people. How does it feel to be constantly lied to about the state of our climate? That man is so in control of his climate that we are the reason that the earth is dying. Ladies and gentlemen, the earth isn't dying. The earth is just as strong as it was before. We are dying because we are losing intelligence every single day because we just believe everything that anybody says, and rather than take our God-given free will to look into the facts, we just take what somebody else says. I don't want to do the work. Just let me listen to this guy and say, that's the truth. But rather than do that, rather than look into the facts, we'd rather just listen to some guy on television who has an agenda that says man is controlling this climate and he is destroying it. Well, the proof is man is not destroying this climate, but a lot of you are too lazy. And yes, I said it. You're lazy. You don't want to do the work. You don't want to look up the facts. You don't want to see the reports that state that 90% of this man-made climate control, all of these figures they're giving us, are manipulated just so they can move forward with their agenda. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, AOC, she wants $10 trillion to stop airplanes, to stop cars, to stop cows from farting. But honestly, $10 trillion. There are groups out there that said, look, her new Green Deal or Green New Deal, whatever the hell you want to call it, it ain't $10 trillion. It's $91 trillion worth of spending. Welcome to the world of the Democrats, where all we do is spend your money and get nothing for it. Incentives, entitlements. I mean, honestly, let's pay these illegal immigrants to come into this country illegally and take money out of citizens' pockets. That's the Democrat way. You can sit there and be pissed at me. I understand that I have a lot of Democratic listeners. I'm really amazed at how many I have. And I'm getting a little bit fed up because you guys are getting a little bit... your emails you're sending me are getting a little bit over the top. Now, back when I was vulnerable, when my wife was first diagnosed with cancer, I took that to heart. And that's why I stopped the show. However, now, you know what? I'm stronger. I'm stronger because I have to live every day with my wife having terminal cancer. It's not going to be fixed. I'm stronger because of that. And I'm no longer taking the crap that the liberals give me. I have a listener. I'm not going to name names. I actually have a bunch of listeners that tell me the same thing, that, listen, your political views are ridiculous. You need to tell people, you need to give people both sides. No, I don't. This is a conservative podcast that dwells into the paranormal and supernatural at times. If you like it, listen. If you don't like it, I don't care. Don't listen. Honestly, I don't care anymore. I was all about numbers before. Back in the day before I stopped the Paranormal Patriot, I was like, what are my numbers? What are my numbers? What are my numbers? I don't care anymore. My goal is to enlighten, educate people. If I can do that, by all means, I've done my job. One person a week, that's all I ask. Because one person a week grows into two people. That grows into three people. Well, doing the math, I change 12 people a year. Woohoo! 12 people. But those people will tell their friends. And there are multiple people that I don't know that I've changed. That's all I want. You and I may differ politically night and day. Well, complete 180. All I ask is if you listen to this show, have an open mind. Not only that, more importantly, learn the facts. And the facts about climate change is 80 to 90% of it is all fabricated. It's all fabricated to make it look like man is controlling the climate. We do not control the climate. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, tell Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, anybody in the Northern Hemisphere about the climate. It's freaking cold. We are having a high of 56 degrees in mid-Michigan. This time of year, we should be in the 80s. It has been 80 twice this year. Tell me how miserable I've been. I thrive on heat. My body, with my condition I have with fibromyalgia, it thrives on heat. My joints don't hurt as much. I have been miserable for 6.5 months now. Actually, longer than that, probably 8.5 months. And there's no end in sight. The long-range forecast, cold, cold, rain, rain, rain. We are inundated with rain. And why is that? Because the jet stream, which is normally way above us, is now centered right above mid-Michigan. So every storm not only comes right at us, but it grows in strength because the Great Lakes are at record levels, so they're full of moisture. Yay! Tell me what you think of that, Michigan. Tell me if you're a farmer in Michigan, what you think of that. This is all cyclical. We have nothing to do with it. Now, I am done talking about climate change this week. I want to move on to, let's see, what other one do I want to talk about? Oh, has anyone heard about the asteroid the size of a football field that may come in contact with this planet later this year? Boy, the good news just keeps growing and growing. According to Fox News, an enormous asteroid with the diameter wider than a football field has roughly 1 in 7,000 chance of hitting Earth later this year. They say it's nothing to lose sleep over. Known as asteroid 2006 QV89, the space rock, which has a diameter of 164 feet, could potentially hit the planet on September 9, 2019. Now, the ESA has 2006 QV89 ranked fourth on its top list. Now, the ESA, of course, is the European Space Agency. Now, this asteroid was discovered August 29, 2006, by the Catalina Sky Survey. Although extremely rare, asteroids have hit the planet previously and caused significant damage. How do we know that? Because we weren't here, and we can only speculate. In 1908, the Tunguska, I think that's how you say it, explosion, which leveled literally 700 miles of forest. And that was basically, a lot of people think that was a UFO incident. I think it was an asteroid that came into our atmosphere, exploded with the force of multi-nuclear bombs, and leveled 700 miles of forest. In 2013, in the Ural Mountains, another asteroid came into our atmosphere and exploded. Now, the Ural Mountains are in Russia, so apparently, if you're in Russia, constantly be on the lookout for asteroids, because obviously that is where they're hitting. Anywhere else in the world, you're fine and clear. Russia, Tunguska, or Tunguska, whatever you want to call it, the Ural Mountains. But regardless, listen, an asteroid the size of a football field, right now, in space, it's the size of a football field. By the time it gets here, it might be the size of a car. It may make a big explosion. It may, depending on where it hits, go boom. It is not going to be an extinction-level event, because even if you're the size of a football field, even if you retain that size, it's not going to be an extinction-level event. But keep in mind, as it enters the atmosphere and burns up, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. It may be the size of a pebble. we may look and say, oh, shooting star, by the when that comes in. This is not one to worry about. Some people think that, and I've been contacted by these people. Oh my gosh, Tom, this is an asteroid going to hit us. Are we going to die? No, you're not going to die. You are going to be fine. It's like getting bit by a mosquito, even if it hits you. Because by the time it hits you, it's probably going to be the size of a grain of sand because the atmosphere is going to burn it up. That's one of the beauties of this planet is we have an atmosphere that takes these asteroids and these meteorites and burns them up to where they're itty-bitty little pebbles. So by the time they hit us, they're nothing. Yeah, tell that to the dinosaurs, right? Whatever. Alrighty. I don't have time for the rest of my stuff. I will continue that next week. We'll have another roundtable. Let me know what you think of the roundtable where I just shoot different topics. I like doing these shows. And honestly, I would love to continue to do it this type of show where I have no set agenda. Let me know what you think. I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Contact me with any comments of this week's show. Contact me with any supernatural, paranormal, any conspiracy theory you know about, or any government cover-up you know about. Let me know. ghostseeker4@charter.net. I will put your encounter, your thoughts, whatever you have on this show. If you have any type of paranormal event, any type of paranormal book, or any type of anything that you want to promote on this show, I'm a free guy. I mean, honestly, obviously, I've been doing this for 5 years now. I don't do this for money. I do it for love. So I want to help the people. I want to help you. If you have anything you want to promote, I have thousands and thousands of listeners every week worldwide. Contact me, ghostseeker4@charter.net. I think that's going to be the show this week. I don't have any more time to do anything. So remember, comingrightup.org, Wednesdays, Central Time, 3:30 to 4:30, Eastern Time, 4:30 to 5:30. The rest you can figure out on your own. If you're Western or Central, figure it out. I don't know. But listen to the show. Like the show on Coming Right Up. The nice thing about Coming Right Up is this show, I've been looking through. It seems like it's one of the most popular shows on comingrightup.org, which is an upstart radio or internet radio network. It's pretty exhilarating, you know. I talk about a lot of controversial things, and it seems like a lot of people agree with me. Whether or not you agree with me or not, all I ask is you open your mind and you do the research. Do the minimum. Learn about what I'm talking about. Climate change? Listen, go to climate change sites that are not controlled by liberals. Facts. And find out for yourself. And you will learn we are not in control of the climate. It's just not happening. I'm sorry. You can sit there and tell me we are till you're blue in the face, and I'll sit there and I'll just shake my head. Because I don't think there's anything you can tell me. Because you know what? I've done the research. I've looked at the history back until the 1600s. And I've seen the cycle. And I've seen the cycle where we're going to cool down. Now, realize that North Carolina, Dallas, Arizona, India, they're not cooling down. But it starts up top. And in the northern states, we're cooling down. So you have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I will be back next week. Thank you for joining me. Please share the show. Tell everybody you know about it. This is your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be back next week. Peace!
When you walk outside, take a look to the sky. You see those bright, shining lights? You see them, but do you really know why? The things we do almost every single night. See a million points of light, what an awesome sight. But we take them for granted, because they've always been there. Do you understand the meaning? Do you even care? The lights in the sky, well, they just didn't.